With your local sports update, I'm A.J. Brammer. In area baseball action Monday, Elizabethtown beat Meade County 7-4. Grayson County defeated John Hardin 16-0. Thomas Nelson fell to Atherton 11-5. And Hart County fell to Campbellsville 11-1. Area baseball action tonight will see Hart County at Caverna at 5, Elizabethtown at Fort Knox at 5:30, Central Hardin at North Hardin at 5:30, Breckenridge County hosts Butler County at 5:30, Nelson County hosts Spencer County at 5:30, Meade County is at DeSales at 6, and LaRue County takes on Adair County at 8. In area softball action Monday, Hart County beat John Hardin 20-4, LaRue County beat Marion County 1-0, North Hardin defeated Thomas Nelson 12-2, Bardstown fell to Bethlehem 12-2, Nelson County took down Washington County 13-0, Meade County beat Greene County 15-0, and Grayson County defeated Glasgow 6-3. Area softball action tonight will see Meade County at Breckenridge County at 5, Grayson County hosts Warren Central at 5:30, North Hardin is at Central Hardin at 5:30, Thomas Nelson hosts Bullitt Central at 5:30, and LaRue County plays at 6:30 in Kentucky 21 Sectional 4, opponent to be announced. The University of Connecticut men's basketball team was consistently seen as one of the best teams in the country all season. They proved they were the best team in the country last night, defeating Purdue 75-60 at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, to win their second consecutive national championship. UConn closed the first half with a 6-point lead and took control in the second half to clinch the victory. Tristan Newton led the Huskies with 20 points, while back-to-back National Player of the Year Zach Edey led Purdue in his final collegiate game with 37 points. The University of Kentucky men's basketball team will be under new management. News broke Monday that head coach John Calipari is planning on departing Lexington after 15 seasons in order to take the head coaching job at the University of Arkansas. The news contradicts comments from UK Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart, who said after a meeting with Calipari last month that the coach was planning on returning. In the wake of the Coach Cal news, forward Aaron Bradshaw and guard Joey Hart are reportedly entering the transfer portal, while recruit Carter Knox has reportedly decommitted from UK. The St. Louis Cardinals forced extra innings Monday, but the Philadelphia Phillies put up two runs in the extra frame to come away with a 5-3 win. Ryan Helsley took his first loss of the season in relief after surrendering the go-ahead runs. The Cardinals will look to rebound as the series continues at Busch Stadium tonight. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds exploded for a 10-8 win against the Milwaukee Brewers Monday. The series continues at Great American Ballpark tonight. With sports, I'm A.J. Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.